I'm Heather Vale, and this is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me is Jeff Winton, founder and CEO of the nonprofit Rural Minds, and Nikki Schaefer, director of occupational health and wellness at Pfizer. Mental health problems can escalate during the added stress of the holiday season, so Rural Minds and Pfizer are trying to help out. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you, Heather.
So, Jeff, what is Rural Minds?
Rural Minds is the only nonprofit organization that exists in America solely focused on advocating for mental health equity for the 46 million people who live in rural America. There are many additional challenges that people in rural America face as it relates to healthcare and specifically mental health care. And so our organization was founded 3 years ago to shine a light on some of these challenges and to help battle the stigma that exists surrounding this illness in rural America.
Why is it harder to get mental health care in rural areas?
Well, there's many reasons, Heather. One of them is that the stigma is still very much alive and well in rural America as it relates to mental illness. People are now finally talking openly about cancer and heart disease and diabetes. But when it comes to depression and bipolar disorder and alcohol use disorder, many people in rural America are ashamed or embarrassed to admit that they have an issue because of the stigma. So unless they admit there's an issue, it's very difficult for them to go and seek help. A couple other factors is that one of the main reasons that we were founded is that mental health access and services are much more limited in rural America. Many times people, especially in states like Nevada, for example, have to drive hours to get to even a primary care physician. And certainly there are many fewer mental health professionals than there are in urban and suburban areas. And another factor is that many people in rural America are either uninsured or underinsured. So they may not have the means to pay for both a diabetes medication, for example, if they have an issue, and for an antidepressant.
Okay, yeah, those are all very good points. Now, for both rural and urban America, why do mental health challenges escalate during the holiday season in particular?
So a lot of the reason that they escalate is that there are extra pressures or stressors, even some unrealistic expectations that we place on ourselves, and things like financial strain or social isolation. And so with all of those extra stressors, in addition to the ones that are on a daily basis outside the holiday season, it can really be that tipping point, making it very difficult for some folks to manage through the holidays.
How many people in Nevada specifically are affected?
In Nevada, the latest statistics we've seen is that nearly 500,000 people have some type of a mental health condition. And another statistic that I particularly found staggering is that it's estimated that 51% of those people don't seek help because they can't afford to get the assistance that they need. So it's an issue across the country, but it's certainly an issue in Nevada.
Yeah, wow. So what is the campaign that Rural Minds and Pfizer are currently running?
So really it's about offering up tips for ways that you can seek help, ways that you can cope during the holidays, finding some new coping mechanisms. But really it's a campaign of awareness and trying to get the word out there that it's okay if you're not feeling yourself. It's okay to ask for help, and it is okay to seek help professionally. And Pfizer and Rural Minds are partnering because we recognize the need for people all around the country and frankly all around the world. And we need to destigmatize mental health as being anything less than in any other medical condition that you would normally seek help for.
Okay. Where will people see or hear this awareness raising campaign?
We would encourage people to go to the Rural Minds website, which is ruralminds.org. And you will find not only information on this campaign, but a lot of other helpful information that we have aggregated on our website. We're also very active in social media, so we would encourage people to seek us in social media. Pfizer's also obviously very active in social media. There is a great deal of information out there, but again, as I've said, and as Nikki said just a few moments ago, people have to admit that they need help and need to seek out this information that is readily available.
Okay. And what's the name of the holiday health, the holiday campaign that you're running? Does it have a name?
It may have a working name, quite honestly. Okay. But
honestly, I don't know that it does. I just don't.
Okay. Okay. I'll take that part out. Just wanted to clarify. Okay.
Sorry.
It's a good question, though. We'll have to look into that. So thanks for asking.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So Nikki, do you have anywhere as well that people can go for more information about mental health, specifically during the holiday season?
We really are recommending the use of the Rural Minds website, as Jeff has already given. The ruralminds.org site is the best place because it's the conglomerate of a lot of mental health resources.
All right, fantastic. So once again, that website is ruralminds.org, ruralminds.org. You can find plenty of information about mental health during the holiday season, specifically for residents of rural America, including rural Nevada, which, as we've pointed out, it's hard to get from one place to another. The service providers are often very far away. It's quite spread out. So take a look at ruralminds.org, especially if you're feeling any stress or pressure during the holiday season, ruralminds.org. And we've been speaking today with Jeff Winton. He's the founder and CEO of the nonprofit Rural Minds, and also Nikki Schaefer, Director of Occupational Health and Wellness at Pfizer. And thank you both so much for being here and bringing awareness to this issue, why mental health issues are more of a challenge for those who live in rural areas, and also why it's a bigger challenge during the holiday season. Some fantastic tips and information that you've both shared today. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather. Happy holidays.